With U.S. oil production slumping inexorably from its 1970 peak and replacement options unclear, Americans have already embraced one historically familiar recourse: military seizure of portions of the Middle East, which by 2020 will have two-thirds of the world's remaining oil resources. Demand among other nations will press even harder than it does now. As supplies tighten, the countries of Latin America and Asia, especially China, India, and Japan, all with ballooning fuel needs, will also scheme and compete for them. Energy analysts have begun incorporating military reminders, the high past incidents of wars fought over natural resources, into some of the books published recently in North America, volumes with stark messages such as The End of Oil, On the Edge of a Perilous New World, Blood and Oil, The Dangers and Consequences of America's Growing Dependency on Imported Petroleum, The Party's Over, Oil, War, and the Fate of Industrial Societies, and Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. These, along with other, more technical works, marshal expert geological analyses behind the proposition that, at very least, world oil supplies will be tightening in the 2010s and 2020s, even as commercial demand mushrooms. Discussion of the American politics of this global conundrum will follow in Chapter 2, leading into analysis of the mainsprings of U.S. petroleum imperialism in Chapter 3. However, this first chapter aims to set a basic scene. The United States is a long-time oil power, at best an oil and gas power, and the aging of its energy infrastructure, guarded by a globally aggressive, entrenched interest political coalition, is a harbinger of costly confrontations and military embroilment that will lead to national decline. Human nature has hardly been remolded. Prehistoric societies were often at blows over natural resources: food, water, and wood for fire and shelter. Modern history has been only slightly more subtle. Natural resources caused or aggravated 16th, 17th, and 18th century wars to secure Baltic timber and naval stores, North Atlantic fisheries, East Indies spices, Caribbean sugar and salt, as well as New World gold and silver. After the Industrial Revolution, fossil fuels such as coal and oil moved into great power gun sites. Many resource grabs have succeeded. The broader dilemma for the 21st century United States, unfortunately, has a financial twist. Past leading powers have eventually suffered from imperial hubris, a misplaced cocksureness that leads them into a strategic overreach they can no longer afford. The result has often been a humbled hegemon, left with crippling debt burdens, lost trade advantages, a stricken currency, and increasing vulnerability as rivals increase their stature as creditor nations, financial centers, and technological innovators. To be sure, not all trends follow early-stage extrapolations. History may take decades to adjudicate whether the United States will be saluted for regaining its earlier global oil supremacy or disrespected for pursuing its ambitions into the footprints of earlier powers that miscalculated and stumbled. What can safely be said is this: the long-time proven fuel of American power is running low, and at an extraordinarily inopportune time. The consequences of this will necessarily affect the global strength of the dollar, which gives U.S. strategists a double challenge. A brief history of Western foolishness. Foolishness about fuel history deserves its own noun. Candid discussions by senior U.S. officials about the peaking of American oil production back in 1970 and the not-too-distant peaking of global output have been rare, to say the least. This cavalier behavior has ignored geologists' calculations regarding the aging and depletion of world oil resources, which have generally been proved out since the 70s. Another mistake has been to date the petroleum era, its history, politics, and economics, back no farther than 1859, when America's first oil well was drilled in northwest Pennsylvania. The implication, at least, is that there is little older precedent that matters. Politically and historically, this is myopic. Oil is no modern energy discovery. The word itself goes back to the Greek elia, which became oleum in Latin, then oil in Old French and medieval Anglo-French. The Bible, especially Genesis, has references to asphalt, tar, and naphtha. Medieval Mesopotamia and Persia had local oil bureaucrats. In Renaissance Europe, some oil came from olives, some from fish, lard, seeds, nuts, and rocks. According to some, the word petroleum, Latin for rock oil, first appeared in De Re Metallica, the 1556 treatise by German-born George Bauer, writing as Georgius Agricola, widely regarded as the father of mineralogy. Other scholars date its usage to the 14th century. So-called rock oil was produced in several parts of Germany and Eastern Europe. All of this matters.